W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in a winner-take-all Game 7. That's Kenny Albert, ESPN on ABC. The Florida Panthers have won their first title, beating the Edmonton Oilers, who were the first team since 1942 Toronto Maple Leafs to come all the way back to force a Game 7. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will soon be going home a free man after a plea agreement with the United States. Assange has agreed to plead guilty to one count of violating the Espionage Act for leaking classified U.S. military information. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
He's making that guilty plea in Saipan in the Northern Mariana Islands, a U.S. commonwealth in the Western Pacific, not far from Assange's native homeland of Australia. The WikiLeaks founder has been locked up in a British prison since April 2019 as the U.S. government has sought his extradition to America.
Flooding impacts parts of Iowa, Minnesota, and South Dakota. In North Sioux City, a railroad bridge crossing the Big Sioux River collapsed amid heavy rain last night. One resident in disbelief.
Surreal. It's crazy seeing what the water can do, especially taking a bridge out. It's sad.
Floodwater has breached a dam near Mankato, Minnesota, after raging floodwater slammed debris into it. CBS News Minneapolis reporter Barrett Leone in St. Paul.
According to the National Weather Service, several rivers are at major flood stage, and some points even exceeding record flood levels. But other rivers, like the Mississippi and the Minnesota River, are still rising and might not even crest until later this week.
Civil liberties groups are suing Louisiana over a new law that requires the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Annie Laurie Gaylor with the Freedom from a Religion Foundation says of the law,
simply based on faith and a desire to force Christianity on all children in Louisiana who are a captive audience under truancy laws to proselytize them. And it's blatantly unconstitutional, and we expect to win.
Supporters say the law has historical significance, calling the Ten Commandments foundational documents of our state and national government. If you think airports are crowded this summer, it is not your imagination. CBS's Matt Piper.
The TSA says it screened a record number of travelers on Sunday, just under 3 million people. The agency expects to screen more than 32 million people between Thursday and July 8th, which is the Monday after the July 4th holiday. That would be a 5.4% increase over the July 4th period last year. The TSA says 7 of the top 10 busiest travel days ever have occurred over the past month.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee tourism had a historic year in 2023. Visitors spent over $2 billion in Milwaukee County. That's a quarter of Wisconsin's 2023 tourism profits. Visit Milwaukee President and CEO Peggy Williams-Smith held a press conference ahead of the Republican National Convention's arrival in the state's largest city.
We believe in economic development based on tourism. The more people we can bring in to go to shows at the Pabst across the way or the Riverside or the Symphony Center or come to Summerfest, we know that that helps the entire community.
The RNC is expected to attract 50,000 visitors to the city of Milwaukee. The National Weather Service has confirmed 6 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin this past Saturday. Tornadoes formed during severe thunderstorms from warm, moist air. Higher temperatures and severe storms could be causing more tornadoes. We've had more than 30 so far this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Brewers are back home.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens. The Brewers host the Texas Rangers tonight. The crew back from their West Coast trip. 7 games in 7 days. Losing 4, but winning 3, including a 6-2 victory yesterday over the Padres. Center fielder Blake Perkins on beating the Padres pitcher, Michael King.
We remember last time we faced him, he shut us down pretty well. So I think he was having some trouble locating his front door sinker a bit, so it gave us some opportunities on the outer half of the plate.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We might not be very good, but we've got a great team. You know, like team chemistry, those guys
they really pull for each other.
Football last week, David Bakhtiari had this to say about Packers quarterback Jordan Love and his girlfriend, volleyball player Ronica Stone.
He is quiet yet confident and soft-spoken yet caring. I got a chance to get, you know, somewhat close to him. His girlfriend, who I hope that he can speed it up and, you know, make it his fiance pretty soon.
Over the weekend, Love and Stone got engaged while on a trip to Italy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Severe thunderstorm watch continues for the area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with heavy rainfall, damaging wind gusts, and large hail. A low in the low 70s. Sun shines back for tomorrow. Not as muggy, but warm. Highs upper 80s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the overnight storms. Hopefully everyone is okay. Then we're going to talk to Eitan Levine about his quest to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy. I'm back in the studio. I'm testing negative. I don't have COVID anymore. Thank God. It wasn't all that terrible, but hey, still take it very, very seriously. I think I've had 7 vaccines. So. Anyhow, we're back. We got a lot to talk about today. The GOP's post-constitutional future. Are these guys pushing for a new Gilded Age? I think so. Autocrats worse than Trump. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Also, today is the second anniversary of the Dobbs decision. How has that influenced you and your state? I'll be picking up your calls on that and getting your thoughts. I have some thoughts to share with you, too, which I'll get to a little later on in the program. So, you know, that's our first hour. In our second hour, Jamal Bowman is right, claiming that Israel supports all Jews and the world is dangerous to Jews. Not supports, reflects, speaks for. This is a dangerous thing. And, you know, what AIPAC is doing right now in New York, I think, is despicable. They did the same thing here in Oregon. They got rid of a solid progressive candidate that, you know, we were all very supportive of, Pramila Jayapal's sister, Sheila Jayapal. And, you know, because she said that we should cut off military support to Israel until Netanyahu stops indiscriminately bombing Gaza. And boom, AIPAC came in and took her out. And they're trying to do the same thing with Jamal Bowman. We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. This is the election is tomorrow, actually, in New York. And a fascism alert in our second hour. According to an ex-Trump vice president, he taunted Jewish employees with jokes about Nazi ovens. Also, his stumbles are too much even for Fox News. This is wild. I'll get to that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, the Republicans are now pressuring the Supreme Court to intervene in Trump's successful prosecution, his 34 guilty findings by a jury of his peers in New York City. They want the Supreme Court to intervene, even though it's not a federal case, right? Expect Congress to pass something about this. Also, states are struggling to provide election security. We'll get into that in the third hour of the program. Excuse me, but I wanted to start out with the op-ed I wrote today for HartmanReport.com. It's titled, The GOP's Post-Constitutional Future, A New Gilded Age? Question mark. And, you know, we keep hearing Republicans talk about a post-constitutional era or returning to radical constitutionalism. What are they talking about? Right? Trump uses this phrase. The Project 2025 people use this phrase. To a certain extent, you hear these or variations on these phrases coming out of the mouths of the conservatives on the U.S. Supreme Court. So the question is, you know, what do they mean? When they talk about this kind of stuff, what really are they saying? And to understand this, you have to realize that there have been basically two great eras, arguably three, but two great eras in America having to do with economics and society. And the first was the period from the founding of our republic until 1932. And during that time, well, really 1913, let's say, okay, the Woodrow Wilson presidency. During that time, there was no federal income tax. Yeah, Lincoln had one for 3 years during the Civil War, but that was it. So there was no federal income tax. There was no estate tax. Well, actually, that kicked in 1909. Or 1905 or 7, whatever the year was that Teddy Roosevelt got that passed. But basically, women could not vote in 1913. There was no Social Security. There was no social safety net. No Social Security, no Medicare, no food stamps, no unemployment insurance, no minimum wage. There was no right to unionize. If you tried to organize a union, very, very frequently your employers would have you murdered. Sometimes they'd hire local police to kill you. And, you know, this was life. In fact, in 1900, as the President's Council of Economic Advisors noted in a 2000 annual report, quote, "To appreciate how far we've come, it's instructive to look back on what American life was like in 1900. At the turn of the century, fewer than 10% of homes had electricity. Fewer than 2% of people had telephones. An automobile was a luxury that only the wealthy could afford. Many women still sewed their own clothes and gave birth at home. Because chlorination had not yet been introduced and water filtration was rare, typhoid fever spread by contaminated water was a common affliction. 1 in 10 children died in infancy. The average life expectancy was a mere 47 years. Fewer than 14% of Americans graduated from high school. Widowhood was more common than divorce because of the dire economic consequences of two women of divorce. The average household had close to 5 members, and a fifth of all households had 7 or more. Average per capita income in $1,999, now keep in mind, this is the average across the entire United States in 1900, was $4,200. The typical work week in manufacturing was about 50 hours, 20% longer than today. So basically, we had a very, very different country from the founding of the Republic up until basically the era from 1913 to 1932, basically. And then came the Republican Great Depression. And following that, Franklin Roosevelt came into office in 1933 and said, you know, we're going to change this. We're going to create a middle class. Now, America had never had a middle class that was more than half of us. It had never happened before. But Franklin Roosevelt said, I'm going to intervene in the economy. I'm going to balance the power equation between labor and management by legalizing unions. That was the Wagner Act, the National Labor Relations Act, 1935. He said, I'm going to give old people security in their old age. That was Social Security. I believe that was also passed in 1935. I'd have to go back and look. You know, he said, we're going to have a minimum wage. He said, we're going to outlaw child labor. He created unemployment insurance. He created a whole bunch of government programs to put people back to work. He created regulatory agencies and essentially invented the modern regulatory state. And ever since 1933, when Franklin Roosevelt did that, Republicans have been claiming that this is socialism and it's leading us straight down the road to communism. Eventually, you know, the proletariat, if the middle class ever gets too big, they're going to rise up against the rich people and pull out the guillotines, and it's going to be the French Revolution all over again, and we all know what a mess that was, and you don't want that in America. And so you get these libertarian right-wing billionaires, you know, Charles Koch and all his buddies, and yeah, I mean, there's just a whole bunch of them out there. Many of them say things like, you know, democracy is an impediment to freedom, and women should not have ever gotten the right to vote. And I mean, you know, they're unabashed, right? That not everybody should vote, you know, et cetera. And, you know, but we actually amended the Constitution. I mean, following the Civil War, you had the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. But I think most notably, after the Woodrow Wilson presidency, we got the 16th Amendment, which authorized the income tax, and the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. And these are things that Republicans want to roll back. They want to roll back the Supreme Court decision in 1965, Griswold versus Connecticut, that legalized birth control. Keep in mind, prior to 1965, birth control was illegal in many states, even for married couples. It wasn't until 1972 that the Supreme Court legalized birth control for unmarried women. That was also the year that women got the right to open a checking account or sign for a home or a lease or a mortgage or whatever without having to, by law, without having to have the signature of a man on that same document, be it a brother, a husband, a father, or in some cases even a son. I mean, this is how far we've come. And the Republican Party and Donald Trump want to reverse all of that stuff. That's what they're talking about when they say post-constitutionalism or radical constitutionalism, is they want to take us back to the way the Constitution was before it was amended with the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. And they're dead serious about this, and they're working hard at it. And we all need to be taking them very, very seriously. These are the stakes of the election this fall. And if we don't show up, and if our friends and neighbors and relatives don't show up, we may well start down this road to completely Reagan started it, right? Started trying to take apart these programs. And he was quite successful. And the Republicans on the Supreme Court as well. They've gutted so many of our protections.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This election is going to be the big one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure, and that's something I need. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and my heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And new Superbeets Heart Chews Advance support healthy CoQ10 levels, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeets.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeets, BEETS.com, and use that code TOM, THOM, to get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. That's GetSuperBeets.com, code TOM.
A tale of wealth and power where the common man retreats. A dream of a middle class, a hope that never fades. But it's not a natural thing in this new gilded age. Oh, the middle class, it's not just born, it's forged by hands in a world that's worn through government's guiding hand. In the marketplace, we build it strong in this new gilded age.
Once there you go, the new Gilded Age. Government does create the middle class. I mean, it's just that simple. You don't have a middle class without government intervention. It is the second anniversary of Dobbs. I think the thing that is most disingenuous about this, David Pepper writing about this over at his Substack newsletter today, he points out that throughout the Hobbs decision, Alito keeps saying, well, all we're doing is giving this to the people to vote on. We're not making the decision to end abortion or to outlaw abortion. We're simply saying that people can now make this decision for themselves. They can vote on this. And, you know, which turns out to be a lie because of gerrymandering, because the particularly the red states, there's a few blue states that are fairly heavily gerrymandered, but mostly this is a red state phenomena. Because they are so heavily gerrymandered, even though 60, 70, 80% of their populations want abortion access, at least under the terms of Roe v. Wade. But nonetheless, they've got Republican legislatures and Republican governors who pass laws to outlaw abortion access over the objection of the majority of their citizens. I mean, you know, Alito was just lying through his teeth, and he knew it. He knew how heavily gerrymandered these red states are. He's no fan of the will of the popular public. He wants to impose his right-wing Catholic religion on all the rest of us, and outlawing abortion. And I say Catholic very intentionally here. You know, every time I do, I get email from Catholics saying, "Oh, are you anti-Catholic?" No, I'm not. I think Catholicism is a beautiful religion. I love Catholic cathedrals. I have friends who are Catholic. I realize that's what that probably cements in your mind that I'm anti-Catholic, but I'm not. In fact, I think that they should bring back the Latin Mass. But all that aside, the fact of the matter is that the major funder in the United States for decades of anti-abortion and anti-birth control efforts, political efforts in the United States, has been the Catholic Church. And, you know, when they stop funding politicians and laws that make it, you know, that outlaw abortion and birth control, then I'll stop criticizing them. It's that simple. But this is, you know, you've got six right-wing Catholics on the Supreme Court right now, and this is what they're all about. They're imposing their religion on the rest of us. And, you know, and you're seeing the same thing in these state houses. Now, of course, this has also been picked up by the evangelicals, who were pro-choice until 1980. But then, you know, you got this merging of the Reagan campaign along with Jerry Falwell and Ralph Reed, and they all decided that abortion would be the way that they would kind of take people's attention away from the fact that what they were really upset about was Brown v. Board and the integration of public schools. Meanwhile, we're seeing the rise of right-wingers across Europe. This is astonishing. The European elections for the European Parliament, you know, just happened in the last week or two. And this fellow Braun, Gregorz Braun, in Poland, he used a fire extinguisher to put out candles on a menorah in the Polish parliament celebrating Hanukkah, calling the Jewish holiday satanic. He's openly anti-Semitic. He just got elected to the European Parliament. And he's not the only one. I mean, the Marine Le Pen's national rally got 31% of the vote in France. Maloney in Italy is increasing her share. AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland, the neo-Nazi group, came in second. They got a big boost in the under 30 crowd. Their party member, Maximilian Krall, who says not all SS members were actually war criminals, he was kicked out of the party. He was so extreme because he was giving him a bad name, but he got elected to the European Parliament by German voters. I mean, it's like the far right took first place in Austria, Hungary, and Slovakia and tied for first in the Netherlands. That's insane. Sweden, Finland, and Portugal were the outliers. They did not send right-wingers to the European Parliament. But this right-wing movement that is funded by right-wing billionaires all around the world and giant corporations is spreading, and we need to take it very seriously.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer, and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News Brief. A development in the WikiLeaks case, CBS's Robert Legarry.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has agreed to plead guilty to violating the Espionage Act and is expected to appear in a U.S. courtroom on the Northern Mariana Islands, which is a U.S. territory, in the coming days. Court documents reveal he's expected to plead guilty to one count of violating the Espionage Act.
After heavy rain, a Minnesota dam is breached by floodwaters. One person in South Dakota has died, and as CBS's Jonah Kaplan in Spencer, Iowa reports.
This is not exactly, you know, a coastal area. This isn't a place where a lot of people have flood insurance. And now they're learning just how devastating financially this disaster is going to be.
A Chicago man is the recipient of a new kidney transplanted while he was awake. Surgeons at Northwestern gave John Nicholas a spinal epidural, nerve block, and light sedation to bypass risks associated with general anesthesia.
I asked, you know, at one point, you know, hey, are you guys, when are you going to get started? And they're like, oh, yeah, we've already been working for a while.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are reminding voters what's at stake on the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski.
President Biden is ready to sign Tammy Baldwin's Women's Health Protection Act that would make Roe v. Wade the law of the land. And he's been very clear. Politicians should not be making our health care choices.
Many Republicans say abortion laws should be left to states. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is opposed to introducing electronic ballots in Wisconsin ahead of the presidential election. Disability Rights Wisconsin filed a lawsuit in April claiming people with disabilities can't file paper ballots without help, which violates their right to a secret ballot. In a hearing Monday, Call said electronic ballots would cause confusion and security risks. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's always interesting when an actor rips on one of the movies he was the star of. Andrew McCarthy is doing everything he can to promote his new documentary, Bratz, on Hulu. During a recent interview, the 59-year-old actor took a shot at one of his own movies, 1986's Pretty in Pink, which was written by John Hughes and also starred Molly Ringwald and John Cryer. However, when asked how he thought it compared to his film Mannequin, he faked an injury and left the interview. Jason Biggs' wife recently let it be known she did not see American Pie until after the couple were married. Jenny Mollen claimed she was too highbrow at the time and busy spending time in indie video stores and doing high-end theater to watch the film. Biggs actually thought it was refreshing that his new girlfriend at the time had not seen it. Mollen eventually saw the film and said she enjoyed it and now understands why Biggs likes to attend bake sales alone. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms moving in through the overnight, and some could bring severe weather. Plenty of clouds, upper 60s by daybreak, gusty south winds. On Tuesday, showers and storms early, then mostly sunny skies. Highs will top out in the lower 90s. It's 78 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you drop the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Peach Wabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of the WRJN Morning Show here on Civic Media, Don Rosen, who talks celebrity encounters. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins to discuss weird Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Betrayal of the right, twisting truth and lies. The founders' vision clear, they turned it into fear. From secular foundations, they preach their fabrications. Betrayal of the right in the name of might. America, a secular crown. First of its kind, no church to crown. Yet now they claim divine decree to blur the lines of liberty.
Betrayal of the right. By the way, Mark got a couple of calls during the break from people asking, hey, you've got music on the show again. Where can we find it? Yes, we have music on the show again, and you can find it over at HartmanReport.com. There's a little tab up at the top that says Daily Song, and just click on that, and all the music that you hear on this show is there. And you can download it, and you can share it with other people and do whatever you want with it. We own it. So, picking up your calls here, Declan in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Declan, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. Always appreciate listening to you. One quick question. I was just finished listening to your rant on the post-constitutional future. And, you know, this is all the past and the truth. And where you put this information out to those of us who listen to you, those who don't will never be confronted with the truth. And what I'm thinking and asking why this doesn't happen is those that have the bully pulpit in a Democratic Party, best person would be the president, why don't they find a way to put this truth out to the masses where if they choose to research it, they can find out this is the truth. This is the history of why we are where we are today. When Donald Trump is given the bully pulpit on the news every day to spout his lies, why in a situation, and an extreme example would be, of course, the State of the Union speech, which is going to cover a lot of different things, but why can't there be something established like FDR's fireside chats to give people the information on a regular basis where they can research this truth if they want. Doesn't make sense to me, as naive as I might be.
Biden is doing his version of that. I mean, he's doing weekly press conferences. It's just that they very rarely get covered. There's a big debate about this, Declan, within people in the media and observers of the media, of why is it that, you know, if Donald Trump farts, it becomes news for 3 days. If Joe Biden announces some major policy that's going to, you know, improve the lives of Americans, it's a 15-minute story that vanishes almost immediately, if it even gets covered. And there's a lot of speculation. You know, some people are speculating that the right-wing billionaires who own most of our media just don't want this to be covered. Others are speculating that reporters have simply decided that, Biden is feeble and therefore that's the story they're going to go with. Others argue that Trump's behavior has been so outrageous for so long that it's no longer news. But that kind of belies the question, why do they continuously report on whatever he says? There's multiple theories about why this is going on. We saw the same thing in 2016. I mean, you know, Donald Trump's outrageous attacks on democracy and the bizarre nature of his personality were by and large not reported. The press, you know, really went into horse race mode and tried to tear down Hillary Clinton because, and which brings us to the theory number four, which is that when you have a horse race, people are more worried about the outcome and therefore more willing to watch television and therefore willing to receive more ads for expensive pharmaceutical drugs, those being the major advertisers in television these days. And, these companies are ripping us off terribly, but they're taking some of that money and turning it into TV ads. And the networks just desperately want to have those horse races. So, you know, I don't have an easy answer for you, Declan, but I agree. It's a real problem.
Yeah, it's like when he has the opportunity to say something like you said today, what you said today about the post-constitutional future, you took all of us back to what it used to be like, and people need to realize we're headed there again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Reagan's been working on that, and the Supreme Court has been working on that since the 1970s, and Reagan since 1981. And Reagan's followers now, of course, he's no longer with us.
Well, one last thing is that what prevents Biden and all of his, you know, immediate support from taking the advantage or making an effort to do what you do on a daily basis with us, to put these truths out there and the history, which, you know, a lot of it never even got out to us. I'm the same generation as you, and there's a lot of things like this we never heard of in school.
Sure. No, I agree. I mean, you know, we need to improve civics education by all means, and this is why Republican-controlled states are doing everything they can to diminish civics education and to strip out of civics and history classes, you know, the stories that reflect poorly on white people or might arguably elevate the status of black people or women. You know, it's going to be an ongoing struggle, Declan. It ain't going to stop. Thank you very much for the call. Susha in Venice, California. Hey, Susha, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I'm in Tari. Oh, my God, listen to that. Hey, Tom, have you checked out the Shrinking Pod series on YouTube yet?
I have not.
Shrinking Trump podcast. I wish you would. It's just absolutely fascinating.
Shrinking
and funny.
Trump?
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, as in psychologically evaluating Trump, not as in Trump is getting smaller.
But no, it's actually both.
Because he seems to be getting bigger, you know? His waist. Well,
they're actually showing physically, yeah. But they're showing how his psychological dynamic is actually getting smaller, and that's what I wanted to clarify, is that his malignant narcissism is a personality disorder, which is a separate dynamic from his increasing dementia.
Correct.
So,
he's always been a malignant narcissist, or at least, you know, since it became evident in his teenage years, and, you know, he was the bully in school. But his dementia is clearly age-related.
Please check out Shrinking Trump. And I wanted to mention that the quote from Can We All Be Feminists, where the judge says to the sexual offender, if I could, I would inflict on you what you have done to your victims, is obviously unaware that anyone who has such a tendency has in fact already had such exact actions done to them. The sexual offenders have suffered what they perpetrate.
Not always, but often, yes.
Okay. Yeah. And then finally, do you know why climate activists are targeting our museums, our, you know, our wonderful works of art from the past, the world's great art?
They went up to the PGA this last weekend. Did you see that? The Professional Golf Association.
Oh, no. No.
They disrupted the golf game.
Yes. But instead of going to the various headquarters of the huge companies that are the ones behind the most egregious violations that actively harm the environment, why aren't they sticking it to them instead of defiling the beauty that is everybody's, you know?
Why probably are they targeting because the museum? They can't get into them. I try to get into the headquarters of RJR, or ExxonMobil. They are locked up like Fort Knox.
Well, they can pick it at the gates, right? I mean, they can go to the gates and defile the signs, their big corporate signs out at the end of the driveway or whatever, instead of taking it out on the artwork. I just don't understand why they're targeting the art.
I suspect it has more to do with opportunity than anything else, but, you know, you'd have to ask them. I don't know, Susha. Thank you very much for the call.
Okay.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Okay, got it.
Yep. Pat in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm back to birth control and aborted babies. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that men make babies. Why aren't they being punished for unwanted babies?
We had a caller in the about a half hour ago who said essentially the same thing. You know, why is it that men are never being held responsible for pregnancies?
No,
it's a good question. I mean, you know, the answer is obvious. We have a male-oriented society. We have essentially, you know, our society was built on misogyny. Frankly, you know, thousands of years of religion have been built on misogyny. You could say the deepest roots of our culture are male, you know, our patriarchy. Patriarchy is everything. We have male gods.
Yeah.
You know, who decided that gods had to have penises? I mean, you know, where'd that come from? It came from patriarchy. It came from this idea that men should be in charge. And that came out of the biological fact that men are physically, you know, more capable than women, generally speaking, to inflict violence. And so, you know, they use violence to get their way. And yeah. You know, now we're seeing cultural violence and societal violence that's, you know, a different kind.
Well,
it's the same thing.
I think it's worse than that because if you force a baby, an unwanted baby to be born, that is child abuse. Why aren't they against child abuse?
Yeah. Well, because they've got this bizarre belief that, you know, life begins at fertilization.
I'd just like to say an old English aphorism. It says, religion is the last resort of the...
scoundrel.
Failing scoundrel.
Yes, yeah. I think that was... Is that Mark Twain? I don't recall who said that, but probably goes back to the Ben Franklin era, but it might have been Samuel Johnson, I don't recall. But yeah, religion, indeed. Pat, thank you very much for the call. Well said. 45 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind? I'll be right back with more of your calls here on your media support group for We the People, the Tom Hartman program. Once again, COVID-free. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. I'll be right back with your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Hope of modern thinkers, the last hours of ancient sunlight, the fate of the world, and what we can do before it's too late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no...
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear.
Right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake, like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What percent of Americans believe that, actually?
Yeah, I was like, holy crap. But a lot of people don't bring up the main guy who's working with Trump right now is this lawyer named Jonathan Martin. Mm. You know about him, I'm sure. Yes.
I've read about him, yeah. I don't know him.
Yeah, I mean, he's everywhere. He's Heritage Foundation. He's Trump 25. He made SB8. And he, like, found this guy in East Texas that's like a preacher. He's a young man, and he calls himself a 38-year-old virgin. I guess he's 41 now, but he's like super proud of it, and he's the one that created SB8, and this lawyer helped him, and they're doing all the travel bans, and they're going into New Mexico, and it's just, I guess my question is, like, what can we do to expose that guy? Because he's even like, he's the one telling everyone to be quiet, like, we don't want anyone to know what we're doing, and finding all these, he did the Comstock Act. You know, he's just like this crazy guy who's super smart, and he's determined to destroy women, I guess.
And he proudly proclaims that he's a 51-year-old virgin?
The preacher, the young man, a 38, 41-year-old, I don't know how old he is now. Yeah, he's like, he says he's never been with a woman, but he's the one creating all these laws. His grandpa was the Right to Life guy.
Wow.
Like one of the 80, in the 80s. So he grew up seeing all the fetus baby signs, you know.
Yeah.
So he's totally just brainwashed. Anyway, these two men are like destroying our lives.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Right. No, it's and you know, and they've got their allies, you know, Greg Abbott and Dan Patrick.
Oh, my God. Texas is a mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you're calling from Austin, Texas. I get it. You know, you're ground zero. I hope your Democratic Party is active and organizing.
I mean, we've got Beto, you know, yeah. And there's people that are trying, but it's just we're so overwhelmed by the rural vote. My family is all total. I'm estranged from my family.
Oh,
I tried for many decades.
Yeah.
It's okay. I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah,
after Roe, I was like, I'm sorry, Mom. That was it.
Yeah, I get it. Well, Jessica, I've got to move along, but I'll let me look up Jonathan Martin and see what more I can learn about it. And you know,
I want to expose him. He's hiding on purpose.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jessica. Rick in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind today?
Well, first off, you might mention Melvin Reynolds. She's a longtime singer. She's dead, but she's talking about unions and how we need to stand up for what's right.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. But you know, my other main course is I happen to be flipping through YouTube, and I came upon Dr. Phil with Donald Trump.
Right.
And part of the irony was, in the background, where he was doing an interview, it said, Dr. Phil with Donald Trump, America Facts. And I listened to this two-hour thing, much of my degree of, you know, upsetness. And Dr. Phil was talking about how he was railroad and, you know, with the courts and so forth. And I thought Dr. Phil was a liberal, you know.
No, he's not. He's a Trump humper.
Yeah, he is. And he's talking about how Trump was railroaded. And I'm thinking, my God, how can he say these crazy things? He's just as, you know, he's just nuts as any other person is that think Trump's going to save the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Dr. Phil, you know, has gone down a very strange road. And, you know, I didn't watch the entire interview, but I did watch some clips of it. And I think it's just a flaming tragedy. We're seeing more and more of this. There's more and more celebrities who are supporting Trump. I think we have a real problem here in the United States right now. I do understand it. They hate the same people Trump hates. They don't want more brown-skinned people in this country. They're afraid of gay people. They're afraid of women. I get it. But, wow. Rick, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. On the other side of this break, Jamal Bowman is right in claiming that when you say that Israel speaks for all Jews in the world, it puts Jews at risk. I want to talk about that and what's going on in that race. And a fascism alert, too. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, with two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to Cook You.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time where our friend and executive producer of Civic Media, Mr. Luke Mathers, is in for a Tuesday tangent to talk about the upcoming presidential debate, weather, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.